You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily podcast on the Toronto Blue Jays, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to Locked On Blue Jays, your daily dose of Toronto Blue Jays talk directly into your headspace, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm your host, AJ Andrews at JaysFromTheCouch.com, and this officially begins our Division Day crossover set of episodes. Throughout the month of March, as I mentioned, I'm going to be doing an episode with each of the hosts of the other four podcasts covering the American League teams. So you've heard three of them on the network so far. Gabriel Starr of Locked On Red Sox, Connor Newcomb of Locked On Orioles, and Ulysses Sembrano of Locked On Rays. And we're finally checking off the last member of that crew. I've done podcasts with her in the past, but not one specifically for Locked On Blue Jays. So get ready to enjoy the first Division Day episode of the podcast with the host of Locked On Yankees, Stacy Gatsoulias. So enjoy.
Okay. So as I said at the top of the show, it's Division Day, and we're doing this every Wednesday of March, although not me. I get the last Wednesday off, thank goodness. But for the first four Wednesdays of March, I'm going to be speaking with my fellow AL East hosts. And today's victim, just kidding, is AJ Andrews of Locked On Jays. And AJ, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I actually have St. Patrick's Day off in this rotation, which I don't know how that's going to work out in this day and age, but hey, I get the donut schedule, I guess. But I'm happy to be here and talking with you, victim as I am.
I'm just kidding.
I know.
I'm interested in your thoughts about a lot of things, not just Blue Jays Yankees either. I think we should even talk about the rest of the division and how you think the rest of the division is going to go, because I think it's interesting what the other teams have done, haven't done, that sort of thing. But let's talk about our teams first. Off-season moves. What was the favorite move of yours that your team did?
Well, first of all, not to spoil the rest of the division days, but this is the division talk right here. Blue Jays Yankees. Like, I'm sorry to everyone else, but what did y'all do in the off season? Because I'm trying to think, like the Red Sox, they signed Kike Hernandez, and the Rays lost 2/3 of their big three starting rotation, and the Orioles are the Orioles. So, the Blue Jays going out and landing a $150 million free agent in the face of all that just like blows everything up. Like, usually it's Boston doing that, or it's the Yankees doing that. It's not us. So After months and months of being like, please, George Springer, please like us enough to sign, please, we'll do whatever. After finally getting George Springer to sign, that's the huge thing. That's even bigger than Ryu signing last year. Because like Ryu, you could say, well, he's been injured a lot and he's in his 30s, whatever. Springer in his prime, a winning player, even with the garbage cans, whatever, don't care. Him signing with the Blue Jays is such a big turning point, because it officially shifts them from on the rise to we're here and we want a title.
Right. Right. So, where the rest of the teams didn't really, the Blake Snell thing.
Oh my God.
Compounded on top of what happened in the last game of the World Series is just, I mean, I understand it's the Rays and they do this sort of thing, but it's just like a double whammy to me. And if I was a Rays fan, I would be so annoyed.
I mean, if you were a Rays fan, I'd be amazed. I think I've met like five of you. But yeah, like it wasn't even that big of a contract. He was like, what, $13 million?
Yeah.
Like any other team, aside from like maybe the Pirates, I guess, would be clamoring to have that deal. And Like, I know Luis Patino is a super prospect and he's got like a triple digit fastball, but Blake Snell is a Cy Young winner. He's a proven commodity. And like, I'm thrilled that he's not in the division anymore. So, yes. Hey, Tampa gonna Tampa.
Now, speaking of that, you just mentioned George Springer. I am not happy he's in the division. I had enough of him, you know, six times a year plus the playoffs. And now we're going to have to see him 19 times a year. So I'm not happy about that.
You could have made it go away by giving us DJ LeMahieu, but you wanted him back. So we had to go get Springer.
I know. And it's funny because when I was writing for the Hardball Times, I think this was 5 years ago already, or maybe 4 years ago. What is time? We had a chance to pick a player that we would build a franchise around. And I picked George Springer.
Aww.
Yeah. And then all that stuff happened. And I'm like, why did I do that?
I mean, you couldn't have known some of the other players that would have been available. Because like Springer was... he was the crown jewel, essentially. I mean, yeah, I know Correa was the number one pick in Houston, but Springer seemed to be more of a five-tool player than Correa. And like Altuve was never on anyone's radar anyway. Definitely not now, because again, Rubbermaid is banned from Houston dugouts. But just having that kind of complete player and for a place where the Blue Jays have been trying to find someone, like the last truly elite center fielder they had out there was Vernon Wells. And he was that for like, what, a season before he got way too much money and then got given to the Angels.
Right.
So, and like,
hey, I just want to remind y'all that this episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and check out a selection of 18 amazing flavors from cookies and cream and carrot cake and chocolate almond, German chocolate and salted caramel. So many good flavors that can be ordered and delivered to your home. And the people at Built Bar are coming out with other flavors almost monthly. So they're all coated in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They melt in your mouth. And they're great if you want to lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat. So they're low calorie, low sugar, high in protein and fiber. Great if you're doing the whole keto thing. And right now, if you go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON20, you'll get 20% off your next order. So use the promo code LOCKEDON20 for 20% off at BuiltBar.com and get you some tasty bars in your mailbox.
George Springer is no Vernon Wells. Like, George Springer has been consistently good for years. And I'm excited to have someone with that pedigree say, I want to play in Canada. I want to come to Canada. I want to win with this team. Because, like, that's... Admittedly, Canadians have a bad habit of looking for that stamp of approval from Americans on a lot of things. But this is a stamp of approval on the Blue Jays.
Right. Which I don't understand because, I mean, I won't get too much into it, but my God, I mean, there are times where I'm sitting here thinking, I want to move to Canada.
Hey, we got plenty of space.
I know.
It's just frigid. You have to be able to deal with that because, like, it's still 30 degrees up here.
Well, it's funny because... just to go off on a slight tangent, there's a company I follow on YouTube. They do real estate videos and it's mostly around Toronto and it's houses, it's condos, it's apartments, and they're sleek and they're really great. And every video I watch, I'm like, I want to move there so badly. Toronto just seems like a really cool place to be.
It is.
And I joked before the election that if Trump was, elected again, I told my mom, I said, we're moving up to Toronto. We're going to find someone I know, live in their finished basement for a while, and then find a place to live.
Oh my God. Yeah. I say that as someone who did live in Toronto for a little bit. I could not afford one of those houses, but you probably could now. Real estate is apparently plummeting. So
it is.
Now's the time. Yes. Now's the time to get get out of the basement.
Yeah, if anyone wants to move to Toronto, right now is the time because a lot of these condos and apartments that were astronomical are not anymore because of the pandemic and everything that's happening. And speaking of Toronto, I was supposed to take a road trip up there probably 17 years ago. my friend and I were like, the Yankees are playing. I can't remember. It was like the middle of the summer, maybe. And it happened to be a weekend. And she thought, we should drive up to Toronto. We'll drive around Toronto. We'll look for where they film Queer as Folk. We'll look at old Degrassi spots. Like, we'll find all these things to do while we're up there and see the Yankees. And we never got to do it. So I still have not been to Toronto, actually.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah.
Now it's like Orphan Black and Kim's Convenience. I can point at those spots to people. But yeah, and it's nice to see other people have that appreciation too. I mean, not just Springer, but we got Marcus Semien. And, you know, he's a guy who's getting MVP votes in 2019.
Right.
Like, and, you know, I do wish we could have, you know, figured out a bit more of the pitching side of things, but there are enough arms in there that I think we're all right. And I'm just very happy with that lineup, because that line, especially with Rowdy Tellez, the way he's looked so far in spring, I pity anyone who has to go against that lineup, because, you know, if we're starting Alejandro Kirk on that day, there's no easy out.
Right. That is a very scary lineup, I have to say. Now, you mentioned DJ LeMahieu earlier. That was the one move of the offseason that I was happy about. Not that I didn't think the Yankees were going to let him go. Not after the last 2 years that he had. And not after, I mean, even CeCe Sabathia would constantly post on Instagram about how awesome DJ LeMahieu was. Like, he loved him so much that when they re-signed him, he put a picture of a batting machine, like a literal machine hitting balls, like ball after ball after ball. And it said, you know, DJ LeMahieu re-signed. Here's video of him working out. And it was just really funny to me. You know, because when he first came over, none of us wanted him. We were clamoring for Machado. We were clamoring for, you know, because we're Yankee fans, we want the Yankees to spend as much money as possible because we're spoiled. Mm-hmm. And although, to be fair, every baseball team should spend as much money as they can. Every baseball team should do what the Padres did this offseason.
Oh my God, the Padres.
Yeah.
Like, that's who I before Springer signed, that's who I'm like, why can't we be the Padres? They just got an entire starting rotation figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, especially looking at who we had at that point, it's like, We had the capital. We could have gotten Yu Darvish, and instead we're looking at Tanner Roark again. And yeah.
So going back to, actually, let me go back to the Rays. It drives me crazy that the Rays get away with being cheap because they somehow put together a team that does well. And I feel like every owner in baseball, no matter what the team is, I'm talking about the Pirates, I'm talking about everyone, I think there should be a salary floor. Not sure about the cap. I think the luxury tax kind of works as a cap, but I feel like no team should ever have less than a certain amount of payroll. Like, if I was rooting for a team and found out that the payroll was less than what Trevor Bauer was making a year, I would be pissed.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like that's just insulting to the fans, really. Mm-hmm. And I really don't want the Rays just to become MLB's farm team.
Right.
Especially if, you know, they end up moving to Montreal in a couple years, because what are they doing in Tampa? But yeah, it, like, I'm happy that the path for the Blue Jays is a little clearer mm-hmm. without the Rays in there. But at the same time, I would have liked to get some proper revenge for what they did in the postseason. I mean, yeah, it'll be fun to beat them, but I wanted to, you know, stick it to Blake Snell. I don't want to stick it to the husk of Chris Archer and Rich Hill. Like, that's not as fun.
Right.
Hey, just checking in again to remind y'all that this episode is brought to you by betonline.ag, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but college basketball is getting into the conference tournaments. The NBA is in the halfway point, and the NHL is in full swing. And you can bet on all those things at betonline.ag, even awards and TV shows. You want to bet on the Oscars? You can do that. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's free to sign up an account, and if you use a mobile device or a website to make a first deposit on betonline.ag, you can receive a 50% welcome bonus with the promo code Locked On. So go to betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
You are Locked On Blue Jays, your daily Toronto Blue Jays podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
That's true. Yeah. You know.
But yeah, like I mean, like I said, it's going to be the Yankees and the Blue Jays, I think, battling out for it. I mean, I was a little more confident in us actually being able to handle it just with the way the rotations look for the Yankees. But I mean, you got Corey Kluber, and he's going against us tonight. We're recording this like Wednesday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Kluber's going in the game tonight against Simeon Woods Richardson, which, I mean, I would actually take SWR. But then you got Jameson Taillon as well. You have Jordan Montgomery, who's still trying to come back. Like, both these teams have like question marks in their rotation, and I think the division's just going to come down to which of those question marks gets answered quicker.
Right. And who stays healthy.
Yeah. Which yeah. is a big ask for some of these guys.
Right. That's my big thing with what the Yankees have done. I like the idea of a low risk, high reward type of guy, but in the case of Kluber and Taillon, they have so many injury questions coming in. And for the Yankees of all teams who've had so many injury problems the last three seasons, I just don't understand. I mean, I understand, but I don't understand why they would risk that. Because I've seen other Yankee teams where they think, okay, the offense is strong enough, we don't have to worry about the pitching. And, you know, sure, they made it to the playoffs in 2007 after starting off really horribly, but then they lost in the division series to Cleveland. And that was the year when, you know, Clemens came back in May. They thought maybe they'd have Phil Hughes, Ian Kennedy, Jabba Chamberlain. Like, they were trying to do all these things with the kids. I think Carl Pavano may have still been on the team at that point, but he wasn't doing anything. And, you know, I feel like this season could mirror that. I could see the Yankees starting off slow and then plugging some guys in and things working out where they kind of find their way back. But I shudder to think about the reaction of the fans if that happens. I'm a veteran at this. I've been watching baseball for 40 years. So I have learned the practice of Zen baseball. A lot of the younger people who watch baseball and who listen to this podcast have not subscribed to that yet. And I'm kind of afraid.
Oh, yeah. No, there's so many Blue Jays fans who really got back into it, watching Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion and Josh Donaldson just light up teams. And I'm like, y'all think that happens on a regular basis. You don't remember the Corey Koski days and Adam Lind and Aaron Hill and mediocrity for 20 years. So just appreciate this.
Right.
But yeah, I'm actually like, I mean, I was like 4 when the Blue Jays won their World Series. So I didn't even really get to enjoy those titles, but this is the first time in my life when the Blue Jays could be considered a favorite in some way. And, you know, that's what makes me really excited to see how this is going. And I mean, so far, spring looks decent. Like, we haven't seen everyone yet. Like, Robbie Ray and Steven Matz have both gone out. And those were both guys who, you know, following the Blue Jays trend of acquiring guys leading the National League and really bad pitching statistics with them and Ross Stripling. Just seeing them be able to go out and have control and just pound the strike zone, that gives me a lot more confidence that, you know, one of these guys will step up and be at the third or even a second, depending on how Nate Pearson does.
Right.
Just to be the guy to allow the Blue Jays to compete in a playoff series. Because, I mean, it was kind of clear last year, like, they had Hyunjin Ryu, but the second Ryu started getting bombed, it's like, that's it, game over, turn the lights out.
And that was just part one of the two-part episode I did with Stacey Gutsoulias of Locked On Yankees. Make sure you check her out online if you want to keep tabs on the enemy, so to speak. You can follow Stacey at StaceGots, just exactly how it sounds. You can follow the Locked On Yankees podcast at Locked On Yankees, no underscores whatsoever in there. And if you want to follow our accounts, you can do so at Locked On Jays on Twitter and Facebook. All the episodes are posted on the Twitter feed. You can subscribe on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, whatever you use to get your podcasts. You can find Locked On Blue Jays and Locked On Yankees there. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can find me at @A_J_Andrews. The underscores are there because Twitter is dumb, but it lets you get smart baseball takes from smart baseball women. And we'll be back with more of them tomorrow, so be sure to check that out. But until then, for everyone at the Locked On Podcast Network and everyone at jaysfromthecouch.com, I'm AJ Andrews. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode. And y'all take care.